Cortez?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Hannah, calling you on the recorded line for the Maryland abuse lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
That's good to hear. So we were just calling to see at this point if you had already filed a claim or if you were looking to get signed up today.
Yeah, I was looking to get signed up today. I never filed anything. I seen it on the ads and stuff, and I was kind of very reluctant.
I understand completely. Okay, well, no worries. I'll just go ahead and ask you a few questions here. Anything you don't feel comfortable with, we can just go ahead and stop it at that time, okay? But in the meantime, did you want to see if you may participate today in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. And you said that you had not gotten signed up, meaning you didn't sign any paperwork with any attorney, right? Any emails, any mail, anything like that? Is that right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And do you currently live in the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that may be seeking justice? Or not at this moment?
Not at this moment.
That's okay. Okay, and have you yourself ever been a registered sex offender?
No, I'm not a sex offender.
Okay, and did the abuse that you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, ma'am. You want to know which one?
Yes, which facility was it, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I was in Noyes Juvenile Facility.
Okay. And you said that was Noyes? Is that right?
Yes, Noyes. Yes, Noyes. It's in Montgomery County.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. And that would be the one in Rockville. Is that right? Alfred Noyes Children's Center? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see. Okay. Let me go ahead and look that up. And do you happen to recall when it was that the abuse occurred?
Around 88, I think.
1988, okay. And you don't happen to recall the month or the month, is that right?
No, I can't recall the month. It was maybe August. I think it was maybe the summertime. But I did a year in there.
Okay, well, and thank you so much for sharing that information with me. I'll go ahead and put just as a rough estimate of when it was for the day as August 1st of 1988. And we can take this, you know, with your own timing here. But can you go ahead and please describe the abuse that occurred?
It kind of started because, and I'm given, I guess you're going to find out anyway.
Yeah.
But I was juvenile and I was locked up for involuntary manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And I got sent there. They said I was a high risk because my charge, I got in a fight and the dude hit him and
right.
We got the fight and then he died. Mm-hmm. When I was there, I was getting kind of like not harassed, but I'm trying to find a right word. It could be kind of harassment because I was the only one in there with that kind of charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of, I was threatened or sexual harassed because I was being threatened. We're going to send you to Hickey. He kept saying, we're going to send you to Hickey and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. You're going to go up there. They're going to do this and do that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear that. Okay. Now, I did want to ask you, and I'm very sorry to hear that that did happen. It seems like you were at this facility singled out and therefore threatened and harassed. Is that right?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Say it again.
I'm sorry about that. So I just want to confirm that based on what you're telling me so far, that because of the fact that you of course, were one of the ones considered as high risk, that you were singled out and threatened and therefore harassed.
That's when I came there because I guess when I got there, they was like, oh, he caught a murder charge. You know what I mean? And
okay.
He was assuming so and stuff like that. So, but the sexual harassment came in is when, when I got out the shower, I guess I was kind of like bigger than everybody else. Not bigger, but I was a juvenile.
Yeah.
So, I would get, and he would, well, let me dry your back and stuff like this, touch me. I was like, I'm okay and things like that. And then when I went into the room, because they didn't have cells, they had like rooms, and I was in the room, and he was like, he's staying there, you know what I mean, while I'm trying to get undressed. He's like, you look nice and this and that, and I was like, close the door, because, we didn't have no keys. They couldn't open and close our doors, so, and stuff like that. And then I used to, because you couldn't use no phones, he's like, you used to try to tell me to, like, I'll let you get on the phone if you let me see you, or can I touch it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really. He
tried to offer me, like, recreational privileges,
mm-hmm. Privileges. Now, I just want to ask, just to confirm, did he ever advance and obtain these sexual favors from you?
No. Like, I would just, he would, like, kind of touch me. And I was like, he would kind of, like, touch me. And I was like, no, I don't do that, but I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.
It's like, he's, like, kind of, like, every time I go to the shower, he's like, I'll let you get on the phone if you do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I was suppressing it. I've never told anybody this. I was like in the back of my mind, I was kind of real frustrated. And I was like, if I ever see him again on the street, but, just being young and naive, but I started to see all these ads.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter's mother kept telling me, Coy, me and her very, very close. And you can find out, it's on record, that
mm-hmm.
I called her one time. He's like, man, I let you do this if you get on the phone. So I was like, but I didn't do anything. I just let me get on the phone first. I was like, okay, but I got on the phone. So he's like, man, let me touch. I was like, nah. But when I came out the shower, he tried to, touch my back, touch me on my ass, because we only had these little white towels. We had we just had regular clothes
mm-hmm.
and no change of clothes, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I know it's very difficult, but I
appreciate
you. He
just put me always in an awkward position.
Right.
He's like, I'll give you some extra food because, they didn't really have a lot of, the breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
He put hands on my shoulders, like, went down my back. One time he grabbed my ass. I was like, stop. But he would always threaten me. That's what I was saying from the beginning. You did this and did that. We're going to send you the noise. I mean, send me the hickey because I was in noise, because of my charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I ain't did nothing. He said, well, I'm going to tell them you did this and tell them you did that. They're going to believe me.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. So you did mention this before, and I just want to clarify that he did touch your private parts. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, he touched my back. He touched, like, his hand. Went down my back, and he, like, squeezed my ass, but you know what I mean? Because I was getting out the shower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the other times he would try to, like, put his hand, like, you know what I mean, like on my shoulders. Sometimes when he, like, when we go out, we have to go to dinner. We all had to walk in a certain, like, a line around, and, like, it's on the wall to go to a small kitchen. But, you know, there's been times he, you know, like, he tried to, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie, because I'm kind of ashamed to say this. You know, he did touch my private part. It just, as a man, it doesn't feel good telling somebody, you know, but I was a Jew and I was a kid. I ain't know no better.
Of course, you were a kid, you know, and the treatment that you had, that should not have happened to you, and it's definitely not okay. Even today, if it were to happen, it's still not okay. But I do appreciate you sharing this information so that we can be the ones to assist you in getting some justice here on what happened, okay? So
yeah, it was kind of hard because I was facing charges. You know, in the visit, I didn't know. He hit me. We got in a fight. I didn't know the boy was going to die.
Yeah, right. No,
so
you're saying it's involuntary manslaughter. Right, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was not intentional. I understand. Okay. So, and I get it. You know, there's definitely a stigma, so I completely understand. And we don't have to go into more detail about the abuse at this point here, okay? What is your age right now? How old are you today?
53.
And how old were you at the time of abuse?
16. Yeah, 16. No, I was 16.
16?
I was 16 because I was there a whole year.
Okay. Okay. And your abuser, what was their role at the facility? Did they work there?
Yes, ma'am. They wasn't COs. They were staff members.
Staff members. Okay. Staff members. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay. And it's okay that you don't recall or want to recall. That's completely fine as well. Do you have the name of your abuser?
I kind of.
First name, a last name, if you call him Mr.
No, I didn't. Sanders, I think.
Sanders?
Savage. Something with an S.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that in. Thank you. And that would be S for last name. Is that right?
Yes, it was S. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. S. Okay, we'll go ahead and put
that in. I think it's S. And then it was other dudes that a lot of stuff was going on. And it was just not him, but it was kind of like I don't know if it was a team of them, because I tried to really think about this till I started seeing it on TV. But I think it was another dude, but he just used to look at me, and he used to, like, whisper. But I think it was him, and I think the dude name started with an M. Meyer?
Meyer?
Something in that range, yeah.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that in. Thank you. Now, since we don't know the name, and that's okay, would you be able to describe him? Was he white, black, Hispanic?
He's black.
Okay.
He's black.
Okay. Tall, smaller build, medium build, large build?
No, he was...
skinnier?
No, he's kind of on the plus size, I think.
Okay.
Not heavy set, but...
Okay.
In the middle, yeah.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, but...
No, I understand. Was he older? Do you remember how old he was during that? I mean, I'm sure he's very old now, considering this was, you know, over the course of 20-plus years. But during that time frame, do you recall what his physical appearance was like? If he had any tattoos, if he wore glasses,
no,
if he had piercings?
I didn't see anything with glasses or just a round face.
Okay.
He had hair on his head, none on his face. He wasn't not being biased towards anybody that's heavy set. He was kinda like wasn't fat. He's brown skin, like in the 20s, kind of like a muscular built.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think in the 20s. I might have been older because I couldn't tell.
No, I can.
I didn't know that their ages or, you know,
okay.
I know he was
Yeah, no, it was a long time ago. Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and put that information here. And you said that his role was a staff member. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the occurrence of him touching your private parts, this including genitals and your buttocks, how many times did this occur throughout the year?
I was there a whole year.
You were there for a year, and how many times do you think that occurred? Was it one time? Was it multiple times, like maybe once a month, every couple months?
It was multiple times.
Multiple times.
Because I used to get, I used to get, like, threatened all the time. We're going to send, he said, I'm going to send you the noise. I'm going to write up a report.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, got it. Jeez, sorry to hear that.
And where the shower was at, his desk was like the showers was right behind him. It's kind of, if I remember, that you could just imagine your shower and then the desk is right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in front of the shower. But like his back is turned.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? I used to, you know, he used to try to look and things like that. Like move it, open this up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I see. So, that being said, how many times would you say this occurred throughout the year? Like within a month, how many times do you think it would happen within a month? Maybe once or maybe once every other month? Or do you think it was every week, twice a week? How many times would you say? Just so we can have an understanding of how prolonged the abuse was.
I think anything is sexual happening. A man shouldn't put his hands on a child. So
agreed.
Even if I, like, coming out the shower, he would do this. He would say this. He would say that. If we're going to eat, he'd like, all right, all y'all line up. He, you know what I mean? He'd put his hands on my back, squeeze my ass. So I wouldn't try to be in last in line,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we all had to line up. So I would try to be in the middle so he wouldn't have to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
These things will happen, like, you know what I mean, multiple times during the month.
Mm-hmm. Right. I see. So multiple times throughout the month. So maybe about, let's say about 2 times a month, and you were there for about 12 months. So maybe about 24 times. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, because it wasn't just, you know, touching. He would say things to me.
Right.
He would threaten me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this, each time it had occurred within the showers. And then,
or at the
room, when you walk to your room and he would be sitting there. Is that right?
Yeah, it would be like when I'm in, like, going in the shower or when I'm walking to the room. Mm-hmm. Or it's like that when I first got there, I didn't know you when he called for breakfast, we had to line up.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we had to go, we had to get on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
He would do stuff when I had, like, when I was with other, like, when I had issues with another juvenile, and then he was like, it's like if I come past or he'd see me, he would make his way to be around me. It's like when we lost, when we went in the, it wasn't cells, but it was rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And when he came in, he'd count, and then, you know, they closed the doors, and he would say stuff to me.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
But most of my stuff happened, like, when I'm in the shower. So I would try to, like, you know, I would ask, can I get in the shower early? I think, you know, you just couldn't take showers when you want to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. And after the abuse had occurred after you had left, and I understand completely if you did or you didn't, did you ever disclose of your abuse to anyone?
No, I was, because I want you to not put yourself in my mind frame or myself, because I would try to block it because I was facing a manslaughter charge. So, you know, being taken away from my family was more on my mind. I just, like, blocked that stuff out.
Right.
You know, they were telling me I can face 30 years.
Right.
And all that were always in, like, you know, say things, this and that, or I heard, or the you know, the plot, you know, little just say stuff to try to mess with me mentally.
Okay.
And that made me mess, you know, me emotionally.
I see. Okay. And I completely understand. And in a few words here, this is kind of like, I guess, a testimony. How would you say that this abuse has affected your life? Do you feel like it's affected relationships that you've had or trusting people? How would you describe how the abuse, I guess, changed your life?
Well, it did affect me emotionally, psychologically, because it made me not, like trust people, you know, people, period. When, and I'm not being biased. When I feel like when people look at me, I'm thinking, you know, they you know, they over the years, if a man looking at me, I'm thinking, you know, they trying to make gestures or somebody say, how you doing? Oh, that looks nice. I kind of like, it makes me feel fun. It's a trigger for me.
Right, I understand.
You know, somebody, if somebody said, oh, that's a nice, oh, you look good in that. If a man said, I'm like, that don't, a man shouldn't. I'm thinking, when somebody says, that's a nice jacket, that's a nice outfit, I felt like it would, it offend me.
Right.
You know, it's...
You have your guard up, basically.
Yes, I had all the time. I just had major trust issues.
Yeah.
You know, I had children, and, you know, I was very protective of my sons, and then I was gone for a long, long, long period of time. So that, and I'm just telling you, and I'm being honest, like, you know, I just did 28 years in prison. So that carried on to me. That affected me in a lot of different ways. My sleeping pattern, I don't sleep good at all. I'm just all messed up.
Okay, sleeping patterns as well. Okay, let me go ahead and write that in. Sleeping patterns. Thank you for sharing that information. Okay, I'll go ahead and grab some other information here as well. Okay, are you currently employed?
Not right now.
Okay, that's okay. And was law enforcement ever involved? That would be no, right? You didn't tell anyone of what had happened?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Okay, and you do have corroboration via family, via friends, that you were at the facility. Is that right?
I can't.
Go ahead.
No, I cannot. No, I had to backtrack. I did tell my daughter's mother.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. I'll go
ahead. And the reason I said that, she's like, because he said this. Remember I said he let me get on the phone? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, he let me get on the phone. And, you know, I used to write her and tell her stuff. She's, you know, she was my girlfriend then, but then she became the mother of my child.
Right, okay. So you had told her during the time frame that you were still there, and that would have been either late 1988 or early 1989. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember if it was 1988 or 1989? Just so I can put estimate here.
I did a year, and it was mostly like an early, like 89, maybe.
Okay.
I can't remember. Yeah, I told her then. you know. And but she was like, "What? You okay?" And but he, I was right there. He was kind of like over me. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that in. And in terms of the details of what you disclosed to her at that time, is it pretty much what you shared with me today, or were you kind of more brief in that, you know, he was trying to touch you? And I understand that it's a lot harder to explain it to someone that, you know, of course, you know, your girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, she you know, we was young.
Right.
Young, we were children, young teenagers. And she's like, you know, when I got out, because I was like, you know, like, I told her, she was like, what happened? What, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, he, you know, I didn't go all into details because I didn't want to tell her. But I told her, you know what I mean? He made advances, you know what I mean? Rubbed my back, this and this. He, you know what I mean? I didn't tell her. She knows it now, but I told her, he, you know, he grabbed my private part. He's like, man, you strong. You work out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I was kind of, I was scared to say anything.
Right.
I just, because my mind, mm-hmm. My emotions and my thoughts is, you know, I mean, I used to block a lot of stuff out because,
yeah.
Like I said, I would never wish this. I'm like, I was facing, you know, a manslaughter charge
mm-hmm.
that can carry up to 10 to 30 years.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know.
And then the thought of the being transferred to Hickey, because he said, oh, you get to Hickey, they're going to try this, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. You know,
wow.
You should hear all these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Okay, and you have family members still here that would be able to corroborate that you were at the facility. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then there would also be, like, documents, school records, things like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay.
It was a lot, you know, when, you know, his presence, it just bothered me everywhere.
Right.
Just, you know what I mean? I just try to make myself numb because it affected me, but the thing is you try to deal, what I was trying to deal with, this charge that I didn't, you know, intentionally do anything. We just got in a fight and he just happened to die. And me dealing with that and the stuff he would do, it made me numb. I try to block it, like certain things. It's like I don't even, like, I try to suppress it for so long. I did. It's like, but to try to, you know what I mean? I was like, I can't even remember. I just, it was like flashes, thoughts, this and that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. And again,
but,
and
you know, it just
understand.
Felt good.
Yeah, you didn't deserve any of that.
I think this is, over the years, it like, it just made me, you know, by the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't turn, you know what I mean? I felt like, and I don't know how to say this, I didn't, even though these advances in touching me and doing stuff, I was like, damn, am I gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and over the years, you know, I was like, nah, I'm not gay. I don't know. Somebody tried to do something. So, when I was in that time, I was always like what we say is man time. I was over, like, don't look at me. What are you looking at? You know, that over the years, as I got older, those things, you know, carry with me. You know, I think, you know, I was, you know, doing drugs, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead, and we do have enough information about the abuse here so that we are able to move forward. I'm going to go ahead and start drafting.
Me because I'm like, I think because, you know, with the charge I was facing, I felt like I was being singled out.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes sense from, you know, what you're saying that, you know, and you did not deserve any of that, that's for sure. So I'm really sorry that those were the circumstances that you were dealt with. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to collect some of your basic information here so I can send out your medical consent form so that we can actually get the whole process started. I have your first name. Is it Cortez, C-O-R-T-E-Z?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then last name Hunt, H-U-N-T?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
No, I don't go by one, but I do have one.
That's okay. If you don't go by it, we don't need that. Okay, and do you have like a junior, senior, the third, anything associated with it as well?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
5/30/71, 1971.
Okay, and that would be May 30th of 1971, is that right?
Correct.
And what's your social?
225.
Mm-hmm.
04-30-42.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'll read that back. 225-04-3042. Is that right?
Correct.
I have an email here for you already, which is CortezSavior45@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and this is the best phone number, 202-400-4706?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the best physical address for you, just in case we need to send you mail?
115 mm-hmm. Firethorn Court, Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
I'm sorry, you said it was 115 Firethorn Court?
115 mm-hmm. Firethorn Court. That's one word.
Firethorn. Court. Okay.
F-I-R-E, Thorn, T-H-O-R-N,
mm-hmm.
dot court, C-T,
mm-hmm.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Okay. Zip code 20774.
Correct.
Is there a unit number or apartment number, or is it a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay, thank you. All right, and have you ever received treatment or therapy as a result of what happened to you?
No, I haven't. I've received, like, you know, therapy.
I never
expressed, you know, for, you know, like others, never talked about it. It was just me dealing with, you know, triggers and emotions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell nobody, no stranger. The only person I told was my girlfriend, when she became my daughter's mother.
Right. No, I understand. Definitely not easy to share with, and I thank you so much for sharing this information with me. Again, we only ask these questions so that you can get the justice and compensation that you deserve for what happened, okay? And they are asking for an emergency contact here, and I will just let you know that we're not able to give them any information about what this case is about, any information that pertains to your case at all. But just in case we're not able to call you at this number, we do just like having another phone number just so that we can reach you. But just know that we're not able to share with them any information that you're sharing with me today.
Okay. Because my mother, she don't always pick up the phone.
Okay.
So, but me and my daughter's mother, we're not together, but we're good friends.
Yeah, we can put her. Yeah. And what's her first name?
Her first name?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy.
Tracy. Okay. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you're able to grab it.
Okay. 202
mm-hmm.
597.
Okay. 6110. Thank you. All right. I'm going to go ahead and get this sent over to you. And we are also going to ask you for, of course, a photo of your driver's license to submit with the paperwork. Do you have that with you right now so you can take a photo of it?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Get it out of my wallet.
Okay, great. And I'll go ahead and send this over to you now. Okay, and the phone you have, it's a smartphone, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And if you're able to, you can go ahead and put me on the speaker or, like, hands-free.
Okay.
Okay, and then let me just make sure that I'm able to send you this. Okay. All right, you grabbed your ID?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm going to send you this. So right now you're going to get a text message or email notification. So whenever it pops up on your end, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay. You said send my email?
It's going to be sent to both text or email. Usually text message pops up first, but whichever one you see, yeah, just go ahead and click on it. It doesn't matter. They're the same thing.
Okay, Doc, it's
Yep, go ahead and click on the link that's there.
Okay.
Okay. And then once you go ahead and click on the link, the first question it should be asking you is, do you accept SMS messages? It is asking if it's okay for us to text you with updates on the case. Go ahead and click yes.
It says I agree. I hit continue.
Oh, yes, go ahead and
electronically
click
electronically. We continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, continue.
And then it's something, and that's it's in a red box.
Okay.
It says something agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you
so I push
see
the red box?
No. Do you see a box that has a yellow? It's a yellow box that has a downward facing arrow. The arrow that's going downwards. Do you see that?
No, ma'am.
Do you see a next button?
Hold on. Yes.
Okay. Just keep clicking on the next button until you see the yellow box with the arrow that's pointing downwards.
Oh, I see it. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Go ahead and click on that, and it's asking to draw your signature. Just make sure it's fully legible, or you can click where it says select style. They will create one for you.
Okay. I'm going to try to write my name in it.
Okay.
You need cursive, correct?
Yes, please.
As that, it was kind of hard, but.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Thank you for doing that. And once you're done with that signature, at the bottom left, do you see where it says adopt and sign?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that.
What do I do now?
Okay. Now, what I want you to do is, do you see any more of those yellow boxes with the arrows on it?
This one's telling me draw your...
initials?
Excuse me?
Does it say to draw your initials?
Yes.
Okay. And in that box, just draw your initials. Doesn't have to be cursive. You can just do that regular letters.
Just my first and last name?
Yeah. So just put C and an H.
Okay.
And then once you're done with that, you can click where it says adopt and initial.
Mm-hmm.
And then there should be a next button, I believe, or if you see any more
mm-hmm.
of those arrows that have the yellow box with it and the arrows pointing down, do you see any more of those?
Yes, I see one on the right corner.
Yep, go ahead and click on that
one. It's like four of them.
Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and tap on each one of those arrows. It'll just apply the signature that you created.
Yes, I did them all.
Okay, great. And at the bottom, is there an upload button that you can click on? Actually, you could. Okay, that's okay. Okay, you know how to send photos through your text message, right? Okay.
I'm not really tech, but
That's okay. No worries. I can walk you through it. No problem at all. I'm gonna text you right now, and we can do this while we're still on the phone. Actually, I'm gonna send you a message. It'll say Hannah. Let me know if you see that.
Yeah. It says the agreement has been
completed.
Signed successfully. It says get started.
Yep, you can exit out of that. Yep, exit out of that. You're going to get a text message right now. It says, Hannah, do you see that?
You sent me a text?
Yeah, it's from a 939 number. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and then open up that text message. And then do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
Okay, do you see the plus button on your Android? Kind of like when you add photos. Okay, go ahead and do that. And then click on the, it's kind of like the camera You see where the camera is?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And then here, now you can take a picture of your driver's license. I just need the front side and just make sure the entire ID is in view. So don't cut it off, like, without your face or just your face. Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Wow, you did that so fast.
Is that correct?
That's perfect. Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and make sure that photo is good here. Perfect. Okay. And 115 Florida Court. Okay, 539. Okay, great. So everything is good here, and that's basically all I need to all I need from you at this point. And the last thing I need to do here today is just read you our disclosure notice. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I'll go ahead and let you go. But just for your reference, the number that you sent that photo to me, that is my direct number. So for updates on your case, I'll actually be reaching out to you on that phone number. Okay. So if you want to save this number, you can. If not, just remember that if it's a phone number calling from California, it's Hannah calling you about your Maryland case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me go ahead and read you our disclaimer notice here. So before we go ahead and wrap this up, we just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the law firm is working on your case, they are going to be reaching out quite often to finalize your claim. Again, I'll be the one communicating with you once your file does go through quality assurance in order to transfer you to the law firm and make a formal introduction. They are going to go over the questions that we went over today. Again, just know that each person that does speak to you about this, they are doing this for your benefit so that you can get your, of course, your compensation that you deserve. So I know it's going to seem like a lot at the beginning going over the same things, but again, they just do it just to make sure that they are able to represent you clearly and correctly, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And again, it is completely normal for them to do this. It's part of their process. But I can let you know, Cortez, is that if you ever feel uncomfortable with speaking to them and you just need, like, hey, I'm not sure if I should speak to this person, you can hang up the phone with them, call me, and just say, hey, should I be speaking to this person about this? I will let you know if they, because, again, there's going to be multiple law firms that might be reaching out to you. I will let you know if you're okay to speak with them, if you feel uncomfortable, okay? So just always trust that if you're not sure what to do, you can contact me and I can get you the answers, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay. And again, they are just making sure that they can confirm all details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. That means that they might ask you to sign additional forms, which means they might email or physical mail you forms. So just make sure whenever you get them, you can send them back as soon as you can review them, just to keep everything moving smoothly. Now, since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are just standard practice. So we just want to make sure you are fully prepared. So again, if we don't actually hear from them by Tuesday, as in they don't call us to, you know, make the introduction, we can actually call them ourselves just to make sure everything is going smoothly and making sure that your paperwork does get looked at as soon as possible, okay? But we have that option that we can call them and follow up. So anytime you feel like, man, I'm not really hearing from the law firm, we can call them ourselves and get an update directly. They pride themselves with their customer service. So just know that you always have that option with the law firm that you're choosing today. And can you please confirm that you are going to be able to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're talking about you're going to call me tonight?
No, it's not going to be tonight. Oh. Obviously, it's already very late in the evening on Friday, so most likely it is going to be probably Monday afternoon, if not Tuesday. Again, I'll let you know ahead of time because obviously you might be busy. If they're trying to call you, they'll leave you a text, and if I'm trying to call you, I'll leave you a text, and then we'll just coordinate what time works best for the both of us, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and before I let you go today, were there any other questions that you might have before I submit your info to the law firm?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
No, of course. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm really sorry to hear about everything you have gone through and that it's taken this many years. That's okay. But I do hope that we are able to get you the justice sooner than later when it comes to this. And I appreciate you sharing your story with me today, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk soon. Okay, Cortez?
Yes, ma'am.
Whew. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
You as well. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.